just be so toxic.
Yo, 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 Mr. Toxic the Producer, a.k.a. Cordy Catches, a.k.a. I'll beat your ass over $2.
What's up, I'm Q, and I still don't know what I'm doing with my life.
It's your boy Brandon, and I'm about to spit at 16.
No the hell he not. Yeah.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to that Awkward Podcast. Oh,
man.
How you been?
Good.
Good.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I work at the same place you work at, Quentin.
I know. So, what's crazy is we work together, but we never see each other.
No, not really.
So, it's like doing the podcast is kind of good.
That's probably my fault, though.
I
don't stop by anymore at the car.
That's all right.
It's been cold.
I would say it's been the winter. I don't expect you to come and stop by because I'm sitting in the car.
Yeah, I had to sit in for 6 months, sitting inside my car.
Dude, I'm so
it's
ready.
Still
for,
cold,
dude. And that's the all right. You know what?
I was scraping ice off my windows yesterday.
Yeah, Illinois weather is ridiculous because we had that whole tornado warning about 70 mile per hour plus per hour winds.
Yeah, that
chances of tornadoes or high chances of tornadoes in our area. And you know what happened?
That never happened.
Nothing.
That never happened.
Nothing.
I was worried because I have the damn dead trees out there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. They're going to fall and bust somebody's car. And nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we got to cut them bitches down.
But dude, the winds were still bad on the way home. It was like, I let go of the wheel. My car just instantly went right. I'm like, come on, man. But let's get to the first topic. As most of you may know, the Oscars were a couple weeks ago.
Oh, we're starting with
this.
He fucked it, bro. We don't even got to explain it. Just say the Oscars and everybody knows. He fucked it.
Yeah.
He fucked it hard.
Now,
he only fucked it because it's like global.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Like you even said, nobody really watches the Oscars anymore.
No.
Because 90% of those movies, I don't even know.
There was a time I used to do that shit and like try and watch a lot of the damn movies, but it's over with.
Dude, like it just... Like
they're too long. I got shit to do.
I think the last time like I really was like invested in the Oscars was the year that I went to the movie 60 times because I was there all year, so I've seen almost every like most of the movies that were there, and not so much anymore. My job kind of limits that.
Yeah. I fall asleep by 7.
Dude, I
went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Dude, what?
Yeah. Sun was still kind of out.
What's crazy? I just can't go to bed early. That's one thing I've learned.
Man, I usually don't go to bed that early. Something was calling me yesterday.
Because it was Thursday. But anyways, the Oscars. If you don't know yet, I don't know how you don't know, but...
People in Germany know.
Dude, everybody knows. But, you know, Will Smith in this Jada Pickett thing, that was our first episode, was Entanglement. And that's what we talked about. And we're back to the entanglement again. But it's not even an entanglement. It's just that damn relationship. It's toxic as fuck. Like,
it is showing its toxicity.
Like dude. And see,
yeah.
The joke that Chris Rock, the G.I. Jane joke, I mean.
It is what it is.
Yeah, like and see.
Sure, it was wrong.
Yeah, at that point, that's
all. I don't even care that Will Smith smacked him. I just care that Will Smith smacked him in front of all those white people.
Yeah, because you know they took offense to that real quick.
Oh my God.
And see, people thought it was scripted at first because it just even watching it, I was kind of like that didn't look real.
No, it didn't. He hit him like a bitch.
And then, it's when the yelling started. That's when you were like, oh shit, this is real. Like this is like dead ass. Like
just it did it in front of. Mainly white people. I see two black people up there acting a goddamn clown on a global stage. That's what they think.
And then he went on to win his first Oscar 10 minutes later. Right. Like, that is... That's kind of... That's baller
stuff. For a movie that, you know... Did you see King Richard?
Yeah.
I haven't seen King Richard.
It's good.
I kind of have been hesitant.
He was good in it.
Because, like... Will Smith is goofy, though. Like, even, like, when he's acting serious, he's still goofy looking.
Yeah.
Like, he's still a goofy looking motherfucker. Like, I can't get past, like... Even like Pursuit of Happiness, like it was a serious, sad movie, but he looked like a goofy motherfucker in it. He just looks goofy. I Am Legend, it's supposed to be kind, not serious, but like, you know, action packed.
Yeah.
He looks goofy in it. Bad Boys, we already know he's goofy in Bad Boys. Like, he's just goofy.
He's just a generally.
It might be his ears.
I think it's just like his face in general. Like,
yeah, he's just a happy, goofy motherfucker.
So it's and hard. I mean, that's a good way to live. I mean, that's
it how is, I live. It's hard to watch the goddamn movies.
Yeah.
And I think of Hitch every time I think of Will Smith. Like, that's the perfect movie for him.
Yeah. Hitch, that's
Genie in Aladdin was perfect for him.
Yep. Goofy, he was really good.
Goofy motherfucker.
Wasn't Robin Williams level, but he was good. Like,
no, because Robin Williams ad-libbed all his shit.
Yeah.
He made all that shit up on the fly.
Because Robin Williams was the man. Like, I mean, he still is. I mean, that Boat Society is probably, like, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it's a top 10, top 20 movie of all time. It's at least his best movie. You know what I'm saying? I think for dramatic reasons.
I think Good Will Hunting was better.
Yeah.
He cried in that movie. I guess he cried.
But, I mean, I just rewatched that again a couple months ago.
Good Will Hunting.
I spent a lot of my winter watching movies and TV shows.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I spent most of my winter playing 2K.
You always do.
I was hibernating with the PlayStation and the FIFA. I bought a whole bunch of games that I shouldn't have bought. And I was playing them. And I'm back on 2K. And you saw my Pokemon shit.
Yeah.
I'm back on my game shit for a minute. Summer's coming, though.
Dude, yeah.
So y'all gonna see y'all gonna see me pop out my bro tank.
Oh gee, nasty knees,
nasty knees,
nasty knees.
And my bro tank,
bro. I've been
my Modelo bro tank.
Oh god,
look, it was $5, bro.
It was $5. Let me think. Freaking but yeah, I don't. And see, we're back to the Oscars thing. What I don't understand is why she took such offense to that joke and then later said, I didn't even want him to hit him. But she gave him that look. Like, are you going to do something about this?
It is what it is. She might not have wanted him to do anything about it, but he did it. So you just, you know, don't say I don't need anybody to defend me afterwards. Just,
yeah,
you just keep that in house.
And it's
sometimes I'm looking at this shit and I think it's just like all fake. When I saw that, I was like, that can't be real. She couldn't have really said that. But she did.
Dude, she literally talks about Will like he is a piece of dirt. Like, the thing she says about him, like, he needs to go.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna. Probably for his mental health. He probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's not, like,
abusive?
Yeah.
Not no Amber Heard.
Maybe, like that. Like, she might be, like,
verbally.
Verbally, maybe. But I don't even think she's that. I think she's just like, I think his mental health is, it's fucking with him, I saw.
Yeah.
It's fucking with him.
Dude, and speaking of, dude.
Did and you shout see, out to Chris Rock for taking that shit, because he took that shit, kept going. He didn't even fall, he didn't barely even stumble.
He literally said, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Like,
yeah, motherfucker, you hit me like a bitch. That's what I would have said.
I'm like, damn. See, I don't remember what his name is, but he said, he's like, if that was me, he said, I wouldn't have been joking about his wife's condition. I would have been joking about his wife sleeping with another man.
Yeah, that's true.
He would have been joking about the entanglement, which, I mean, at that point, yeah. I mean, that's...
That's true. He missed a prime opportunity. If he was going to get slapped...
That's the reason he should have been slapped. But, And I mean, mental health is an important thing nowadays with all that. I think... And see, if you notice, all these memes nowadays are of, like, celebrities crying over, you know, or emotional about... Thing like real things, and people turn it into memes. And I mean, at first I'd find it funny, but then, you know, years down the road, I probably wouldn't as much. You know, like the Tyrese Gibson one where he's crying. You know, and I mean,
man, I'm gonna fuck. They'll be okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Look, I get it. It's wrong. You shouldn't do it.
But it's funny.
What's done is done. The motherfuckers will be fine.
Yeah, I mean, they can afford the best therapist in my.
Well, I mean, some of them just need to just. Do shit like they're supposed to do, and then they won't be made fun of.
Yeah.
You just do shit you're supposed to do. Now look at me. Now I sound like a fucking politician.
God, and that's one of the most crooked jobs around.
What, politician?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But all right. Now I'm gonna get something I really want to talk about because. You know, a lot's happened recently. Marvel is taking... I mean, we already... I talk about Marvel a lot. And if you listen to this religiously, you know how much we like Marvel.
Religiously?
Religiously.
Consistently.
Shushing.
That's the word. Oh, wait. We don't even listen religiously. We listen consistently.
But, not bad. If you listen consistently.
But if you want it to be your religion, we'll be your gods.
That awkward podcast will give the advice and drive you to where we need to go. Or where you need to go. Anyways.
Marvel.
Yes. They were already the face of movie industries. Because you got to think. Everything nowadays is superhero.
Well, is it Marvel or is it Disney?
Disney owns it, but
I get your point, though.
But it's the Marvel brand.
There you go. I got your point.
I guess I don't always think about that.
I'm with you, Quentin.
I know. But still.
Wait. 10:25. Every 10 minutes, I'm going to take a shot.
Okay.
Continue.
All right.
I'm just letting you know before, you know.
Okay. Go ahead. All right. Well, anyways, the last time that we potted, it was a while ago, but we were about to come up on Eternals.
Which had not been out yet.
Nope. And me and him actually went and saw it opening night. And a lot of critics didn't like it. And see, all right, here, before we get into this, I want to talk about movie critics. I think movie critics are worthless. I think they are worthless, pointless, dumb. But they, don't get me wrong, they do speak some truth sometimes. But for the most part, it's their personal opinion, which, I mean, if you listen,
correct,
go see it based on what you want,
correct,
and don't go thinking about what somebody else said. Take it into an account, but don't let that determine your opinion.
Yeah, like Morbius, I ain't going to see that shit.
I saw it.
Was it good?
I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I think we'll get to that in a few. That's DC. But Eternals, the critics didn't like it. People were upset about the little sex scene that was in it. It was a sex scene, but it didn't show anything.
What sex scene?
With Icarus and Cersei. Remember?
Cersei and Icarus?
Yes. In Eternals?
Cersei was with
Icarus. Remember? But it was before.
Who the fuck was Cersei?
The green one. The girl that they brought at the end. Remember? Did you only watch it once?
Yeah.
I've watched it like 3 times. And
I'm a one hitter quitter.
Okay. Icarus and
I know Icarus. And I'm just trying to figure out who Cersei was.
Remember, she was like, I don't know what her nationality was. She was not.
She was the main one.
Yeah, she was the main one.
She with Whitman?
Yeah, but that's later. This is
early. That's right, because they you're right.
I'm okay.
Never mind. I'm dumb, y'all. I've been drinking. So.
He took one shot. But people were upset about that. And then not only that, they were upset about the little bit. Did you hear about all the Disney homophobic things? The say no to gay or something about in Florida?
No.
Oh, I had heard.
Well, they're crazy
I heard
down there.
So. But, you know, they were upset about the little.
Gay kiss?
Yes. And it's like, don't do that.
Why are you mad about it?
I'm not mad, but like.
Just a little kiss.
I don't know. I sound terrible.
No, you're okay.
But
I'm fucking with you.
I know. But like, it wasn't like. I hate it when they force it on you. Like they are trying to show. Like when I saw Rocket Man, I like Elton John, but I didn't like that movie, based because they were. I mean, granted, I know he.
You know
what
I mean. You knew.
But
look at me. Knew there was gonna be some gay shit. I'm sorry. I gotta correct my shit.
All right,
for real, y'all.
We're rookies again here. Give us a few, but it.
I didn't mean it like that.
No, like if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, they don't glorify it. I mean, like they don't. That's not the main purpose of the movie. Like it's not called, you know, Elton John. All about his sexuality. It's about his career. But granted, if that's part of his career, then all right.
I feel like with Elton John, his sexuality is part of his career.
I don't need to see no sex scenes though.
Oh, okay, that's how you feel.
I don't need to see that.
Okay.
You want to have them peck on the screen? Okay, that's fine. But don't be giving me these sex scenes. That's almost. I always just branch off when I'm talking about this. I'll come back to this. Anyways. You know, they critics were mad about that. The glorification of the 2 second kiss scene in Eternals.
Okay. Yeah.
It didn't change the movie.
I obviously didn't remember the sex scene, and I barely remember the kiss scene. So
exactly, because it was 2 seconds. It
didn't affect me.
But still, I thought it was a very good movie. People thought it was slow. I thought it was very informational.
It was slow.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
It's informational. These are 10 new people that they're bringing into the MCU.
I think people go into any movie really with high expectations for the movie they are paying a lot of money to go see. I understand, but like, y'all gotta go into a movie like with realistic expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like Batman, yeah, I had an expectation of it being good. And it was good. Eternals, I didn't think it was going to be the greatest movie.
No, because
I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't go into it knowing all the characters. So it was like, I'm just going to... It's a Marvel movie, so it should be at least good.
It'll be enjoyable for the most part.
Yeah.
You know
if you're going to see fucking... I don't know.
If you're going to see an Avengers movie, you know it's going to be...
It's going to be decent, at least.
Like, going into Spider-Man, that was going to be a fantastic movie.
Yeah, you're not going to hate it, is what I'm saying.
Like,
you're not going to see Season of
the Witch. It's different. People ask me, like, you know, they'll be like, yo, well, I like it. I'm like, well, do you like Marvel movies? And I'm like...
You just have to know.
Like, you have to give an idea. You have to think, like, do I like dramas? Do I like a little bit of action? Do I like comedy? Do you like it all? Yes.
You have to know what you're going to see. Like, when I went to see Season of the Witch, I knew that bitch was going to be a bad movie. I just knew. I was just going to the movies.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the damn movie.
Yeah, and seeing
it... I wasn't disappointed. I knew that shit was going to be awful. It's called Season of the Witch. Shout out Nick Cage. I'm pretty sure that shit froze up on us when we went too.
Oh, I got a good story about Spider-Man when I went.
Talk about that too, but...
It froze up?
Yeah, it messed up. But I just don't... I mean, I... Like, being a movie goer as I've gotten older and I'm starting to branch out my movie interests and stuff, I'm learning the ways of what to expect and what not to expect. I keep up with I listen to critics, but I don't let that change my effect, what I think of it.
Yeah, if I want to see it, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, like that, and that's why I went and saw Morbius, because it's like, I'm not going to not see it. Like, right. I'm not going to let some people's opinions on a movie be the reason I don't see this movie.
I don't care to see Morbius in theater. I'll wait.
I mean, I live for that experience. Yeah, so like, to me, that's like, it's a must.
Yeah, you love the popcorn and the...
But I mean, granted, I don't even always get popcorn. It's just the
seats.
Yeah, the sound,
the surround, the fat people around you.
Man, no. They're not always fat.
Quentin, every time I go with you, there's always a weird dude in front of us. So...
Oh, all right. Let's go to Spider-Man. Let's go to that.
Right. I did finally see it.
It's so good. Like, and if you haven't, we're talking all spoilers in this. So if you haven't seen any of this, make sure you stop.
I think everyone's seen it.
Oh yeah.
I think I was the last one to see it as of yesterday or 2 days ago.
Tuesday.
Yeah, and I stayed up and watched it too.
I'm proud of you for that, because usually you fold.
Well, the shit, like, was going, and it was... I watched it, started it late. I think I started at, like, 8 o'clock.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck. And I already knew. That's why I said on Twitter, I knew I wasn't going to finish it, because it was already 8 o'clock. I was like, I got to get up for work. So I can't stay up all night.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, 9:30, and I was like, well, let me just see when the fucking Spider-Man's come through. I don't want to be left on, like, that kind of
clip. Yeah. Right,
let me just see when the motherfuckers bounce through. And they bounce through. And then by the time they came through and met him, the movie was almost over.
So I
just stayed up and watched the whole fucking thing.
Dude.
I was like, wow, this shit is... They didn't really have a lot of screen time.
No, yeah. I mean, 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
I mean, they probably had longer than that, but it just didn't feel like they were doing a lot.
Yeah, it flowed so perfectly.
Look,
like,
that's how... Look, the height... It was a good movie, right? But I think that because I waited so long, there was no, like, hype shock factor. Like, at this point in my life, I knew the motherfuckers were coming.
Well, yeah.
Like, I already knew they were.
And see, when I was going to see, just keeping up with all this stuff, you know, I see all the people that got to see it early, you know, how they react to it. One dude literally said, all of our wishes came true. And
bro,
then I'm thinking, like, dude,
I held off on the spoilers. Like, I didn't know how the movie was going to go.
Yeah.
I just knew that I knew what was in it. Mm-hmm. I knew what characters were in it. But I didn't know the actual plot of the movie. So, I mean, I held off on the spoilers for the most part, best I could. But see, I already assumed, once you see reports before the movie comes out, usually that means, like, weird reports. That usually means the motherfuckers are in it. So I kind of already knew they were going to be in it. Anyway.
Yeah.
And everybody was so hyped for it. If I had went on Twitter and saw the disappointment, then I would have known. Anyway. Yeah. Motherfuckers would have been talking about that
and
shit.
And I really think where they're heading with it, it'll be, because you know he's got 3 more movies, but they're not going to come out for a while because he already said he wants to take a break from acting, which I understand. But
that's good. It'll be older Spider-Man.
Yeah, and at that point, you can bring in Miles Morales.
Since he is an older Spider-Man.
And
well, at this point, he is actually Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
He's like, no longer Spider-Boy.
He's no longer Peter Parker.
Right, he's Spider-Man now. Like, he's got his own place.
Yeah.
He's the Spider-Man that is Spider-Man 1. Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. He is him now.
And see, what I'm curious to how they're going to do is how they're going to bring...
Okay, before you continue, why did they make motherfucking Andrew Garfield goofy like that?
What you mean?
Was that how... I didn't really, like, keep up with the whole Amazing Spider-Man series.
Oh, bro, I love those.
Was he fucking...
He's the funny one.
Was he just the goofy one in that, too?
Yeah, it's the way... Like, the way... Like, the shit he says? Like, the
yeah,
one...
Yeah, like, just being real goofy and, like...
Yeah.
I felt like they were making fun of, like, his movies being the worst one.
Well, yeah, and you can even say... Because
they were the worst ones. I know your generation of kids. I know you love that one, but... What?
It's 10 minutes.
Oh. Quentin, you hooking me up, bro. You keeping me invested. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it... Thank you, bro. I think... you're welcome. Yeah, I... I've been able to see every Spider-Man movie that's been in theaters. I've been able to see in theaters as a kid to an adult.
I'm just saying, everyone like in your age group, because I heard, shout out Austin. I heard Austin say that he like really liked the Andrew Garfield.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't?
No.
Shout out Austin.
Yeah.
That's the right choice. It's the worst ones.
No. They're really not.
They're
like,
okay. They're just the worst Spider-Man.
Well, yeah. I'm all right. I think I've said it before, and I'm going to say
I'm
it
sorry,
again.
I'm put you off on a tangent.
You're good. No, I think Tobey Maguire was the best Spider-Man. Like, the best, like, fighting his way as Spider-Man. Everything was good.
I'm going to look up what year that came out, because I was going to ask you how old you were when...
I think it was 2002, 2001.
Quentin, were you barely alive?
Yes.
How old were you?
2 or 3.
Oh, Quentin. And when Spider-Man came out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to Google it right now.
Maybe 2003, 4. I saw it.
Spider-Man 2 came out in 2004.
When did 2002? Okay. Well, yeah. My dad took me to the theater. I watched it.
It's very possible you could have. I was just asking how old you were.
Yeah, I wasn't very old. But, all right. Andrew Garfield, or not, Tom Maguire, the best Spider-Man. Tom Holland will always be the best Peter Parker. He was just young. He naturally fit that role perfect. You know what I'm saying?
You think if both of them, never mind, continue.
And Andrew Garfield. I think he did everything. I think everything he did as a Spider-Man was good. It was just his scripts were ass.
That's what I was going to say. You think if he had Marvel behind his backing, he'd be better?
Yes.
I don't know. They made him goofy. I didn't mind it.
I think where they're heading with what happened in Morbius, because I guess I can tell you.
What year were you born?
98.
Oh, you were 4.
Yeah.
When Spider-Man came out. Not 2.
Oh.
So you could have been in the goddamn movie.
Oh, I'm going to say, I remember going to see it. It's been a long day, okay? But I think, because at the end of Morbius, you know, Morbius is there.
Yeah, you can spoil it for me, because I don't give a fuck.
Well, here's where I'm confused on the end. Vulture comes in to this universe.
Marvel Universe?
No.
Oh, to the...
And he left his universe of time, now he's in...
They are combining universes, sort of.
And...
I've read that.
And I think they're going to be able to do it, so...
It's shared.
Yeah, I really think they're going to go with Andrew Garfield here. Because in Spider-Man No Way Home, when they were all talking on the, you know, at the Statue of Liberty, they were talking about, you know, how they fought an alien. Both of them have. And Andrew Garfield said he wanted to fight an alien. So you got to think... with that Sinister Six they're talking about, why they have a Venom that they can use. He's literally in the Morbius universe because they talked about it.
Did you see the ending of Spider-Man? If you saw the ending of Spider-Man, he was at the the table. Venom, the symbiote was still
that
on
was
the table.
Left in Tom's universe though. This Venom's in Morbius's universe. Because in the movie, you hear him talk about the events that happened in San Francisco. That's where Venom was.
Right.
So now that's Morbius, Venom in the same universe.
But at the end of Spider-Man.
Yes.
When he's in the Cubana drinking, he vanished back to his universe.
But they left the symbiote in Tom's universe. So I think that'll be good.
They're both named Tom, bro. You confuse me.
Sorry, Holland. Tom's universe. Holland. Sorry, I forget that they're both Tom Holland, Tom Hardy. But even with the way Spider-Man went, like when they're talking, when they first all meet, you know, they're showing that they've all gone through the same shit.
Correct.
Also, rest in peace, Aunt May. That shit had me kind of surprised. I thought it was gonna be Ned. I didn't think it was gonna be Aunt May. So.
Oh, I knew it was gonna be Aunt May. They all had to experience a death.
Well, yeah, but I knew it was gonna be somebody close to him, but I didn't think it was gonna be Ned.
Ned is gonna be a fucking villain one day.
And they even teased about that with him talking about, you know, how he did with when he was asking about his friends and
stuff. Peter's probably going to steal Mary Jane from him and he's going to go crazy like a crazy psychopath.
Nah, he's done with them, man. They're going to... Because, if you think about it, her name's not Mary Jane Watson.
No, it's not.
It's just...
No,
that's... Michelle Jones.
Yeah, that's the alternate university.
Yeah, thing. So he's going to get an MJ.
They pulled it off perfectly because, like, that's kind of... Because we didn't know her name until...
This movie.
Right, and they pulled it off perfectly because it's like, well, now it's alternate universe, so now we can give her a different name because...
Or he can get a Gwen Stacy. He can get one of them, but...
Gwen Stacy would have been the proper...
Yeah.
For his...
And see, that's who I thought the girl in the first one was going to be. Vulture's daughter, I thought she was going to be Gwen. But anyways, all right. And these movies, like I said, you know I love the theater experience. That's why I go to these movies opening nights. I already bought my tickets for Doctor Strange on opening night. I can't wait.
Yeah, they might have to wait a week. But my brother did say he wanted to go, so maybe I'll go with him. But he wants to go opening weekend, and I'm like, yeah.
Dude, like, to me, the crowd, like, it's almost like Endgame and Infinity War. Like, the crowd really
can help. See, I went to those. I just get anxious. There's a lot of people around.
You didn't go to Infinity War. You went to Endgame.
I went to Endgame. No, I did not go to Infinity War. I went to Infinity War, just not with you.
I thought you didn't go see it. I thought you waited until it came out on DVD to watch.
Hell nah, mom. I went and saw that shit.
Okay.
I just didn't see it with...
That was before we started our little movie
at work. Yeah, I didn't know who I saw that shit with.
But, dude...
Damn, I saw it with Stephanie.
It, Man, I just think... Like, when they all kind of came in... You know, with the villains... Oh, it was... They brought Daredevil in. That was awesome.
Guess that was... The thing is, like... I'm emotionless. So, it's like...
I'm not.
Like, I like the shit, and I think it's cool, but you'll never hear me, like, be like, oh, that was the greatest movie I've ever seen.
That's how I came in and worked the next day. I was all, ooh, that was so good.
You'll never hear me see, even Batman. I love Batman with, like, my heart. I have every fucking thing Batman. You never heard me say that was the greatest movie. What did I say when you asked me, oh, well, I said it's good.
Yeah. Like, it's good. Yeah, and see, that's why I can never tell with him if he liked it or not. Really, like it's just, oh, it was good. It was all right. It was okay. Like I don't know what you want me to say. Like
it was good. I was dozing a little bit.
Well,
but I didn't fall asleep.
I wasn't.
I was like nodding a little bit because there were parts of it that were kind of slow, but I understood it though. I understood the slowness. Mm-hmm. I understood why, like. Wasn't a bad movie.
Well, yeah, because and see that here's a movie
that doesn't make it bad because it was slow.
And see,
it just makes it a different movie.
I have sources for my bad movies that people seem to think like they just misinterpret. Well, I'll start off with Joker, 2018 Joker, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
People went into that movie thinking Batman was gonna be in that movie or it was gonna be action packed. No. Like, it is a... This is a mind-messing movie. Like,
yeah, DC is fucking us. That's
like,
why.
But, they, like, that is a movie that is meant to show you the mental health of these these people. Like,
yeah.
And it's like... How, like...
I mean, like, in theory, like, probably shouldn't have been made for obvious reasons. Because they started talking about, like, a universe and then they fucked it. Like, had they just made it, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
But... They confused the viewer a little bit, but, you know, it was still, I mean, I liked it.
And see, I thought it was a very good performance. He won an Oscar for it, of course. Like, but I just think, and that's what makes me mad. Like, it doesn't make me mad, but it just makes me like, all right, I always ask people, like, are you a true movie person then? Like, there's watching movies and there's watching movies, you know? Like, people watch to watch, but then there's people that, like, I dissect little things when I watch it sometimes, you know, like if I'm really intrigued by it.
I used to. I don't do that anymore. You'll get out of that eventually. Because sometimes I can fuck up your movie experience. But I used to do that too, like, be like thinking about it real, real hard and shit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's just...
It depends on the movie. If the movie is made to make you think, then yes, think. But if it's some shit like fucking Suicide Squad, just watch that shit and fucking watch shit blow up.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. Batman, I'm glad there was a lot of explosions, because I needed that shit.
Bro, and the Batmobile was awesome. Everything about it was good.
I didn't need a lot of thinking. Thank you.
In all honesty, I think it was really good. I enjoyed it. The Joker looks really good. Also, that's homeboy from Eternals.
Yeah.
I think he'll do a good Joker. But everything was good in it. Like, it was
don't bring Joker until Batman 4. I don't want to see Joker for a while. I want to see the Joker round up all these villains and cause mischief.
Yeah, like, give Robert Pattinson, like, a 6-movie Batman deal. Like,
That's a lot of fucking
Batman. But it would be awesome. Here's the thing. I don't want anybody other than Matt Reeves directing.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen, because it depends on how this this DC Universe thing is working.
Yeah,
because
Discovery bought out Warner Brothers. So now it's Warner Bros. Discovery. Yeah, you didn't see that?
Well, Discovery Channel's not gonna do shit.
But no, they already talked about their but I'll send you the TikTok later.
They're trashing the whole thing.
Like, they're gonna...
I did read something about the whole universe just being scrapped.
Like, they're gonna start really, like... They're not gonna tolerate what was happening. So...
Just the bullshit.
I'm hoping they'll reboot Zack Snyder. Because that was...
It did leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, bro. I was thinking about it. Oh, hold on. I didn't get to finish my other point. I did.
Keep going.
The Batman. Like I said, people expected that movie to be... And don't get me wrong. All the action in it, great. Like,
yeah.
When it came in, it was needed. You know, it wasn't like a... Like, and don't get me wrong, I love an all-out action movie. But...
You do love an all-out action movie.
I enjoy those. Like they are... Like, I just saw Ambulance.
I was just about to say, this motherfucker told me to watch Ambulance. Which
nobody liked it, but I did. I loved it. I thought it was because I like the Transformers movies. Michael Bay made those.
And I like the first Transformers
movie. And dude, it just gives you Transformers vibes watching. Like, it's the camera work.
Y'all remember there is an age gap between me and Quentin. So a lot of his shit, his nostalgia is not like my nostalgia. Like, Transformers was not like
that was
my little kid shit,
bro. That was
I remember when you told me that, like, you were playing with, like, cars, like, from Cars. I was like,
what? Yeah, the fuck, bro, that was my shit. I loved them, bro. That's some nostalgia,
right? I was like, wait, what? I was like the movie Cars?
Yeah.
I was like, didn't that come out in like 2008?
Bro, it's like 13 years old.
And I was like, I was a freshman in high school. We that weren't playing with
I was cars. In junior high. Or I was in grade school, bro.
Yeah, his nostalgia is not like my nostalgia.
And see, that's
he
good.
Says shit like he loves Transformers. Just remember, he was a young boy.
That was I saw that in theaters. I saw every single one of those in theaters. I am a movie buff, if you have not noticed this yet. But, dude, Ambulance is so good. Like, in all honesty, it had good comedy. People didn't like Jake Gyllenhaal. I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
No, I like Jake Gyllenhaal. That's probably why I give it. Isn't it on Netflix?
No, bro. It's still in theater.
Sorry, I'll watch it on Netflix.
If it goes to Netflix.
It's going to go to Netflix.
But, dude, all right, don't get me wrong. 2 hours and 16 minutes for this movie? Oh, a little rough.
God.
But it, God. And see, here's a part of me where I was questioning it, watching it, but then I kind of was like, I reassured myself a little bit. They're in that ambulance for a while, driving around almost constantly. It's got to run out of gas eventually, but ambulances are based.
It never ran out of gas?
No. That was the one part of it that was kind of like,
How long were they riding around in it?
A lot of the movie.
Like through a day or like through a night? Like
Just a day.
Oh, okay, so they might not.
I mean, it's for most of the day though. Like, I mean, like, you can tell, like, it starts to get a little dark. Like, not dark, but like you can tell it's the end of the day is wrapping up.
Yeah,
Did you ever see Kidnap with Halle Berry?
No,
bro, that's a good movie. Like, it's like an hour and 20 minutes. It's along the same concept.
I need to watch something suspenseful with my wife, so
bro,
she'll hug up.
Watch that movie.
So she'll hug up on me.
Bro. Oh! I mean, it ain't like that, but I mean, it's just kind of like keeps you on the edge of your seat, man.
Get her a little scared.
Get her under. Watch the Unhinged. That shit'll get you good. But yeah. Also, back to Marvel. See, this is how easily I get off track. Yeah,
we get off track here. It's
okay. But when we come back, we always come back.
We try to.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Good show. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was better than it exceeded my
expectations. Quick rundown of Hawkeye. Let's just.
I would say Kingpin.
That was good.
They bring Kingpin.
Yeah.
They bring Echo in.
Yeah.
They bring. Or,
a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's just good. It's
we'll
a good,
see where that goes.
It's a good family film.
A family film. We'll see how that goes.
All right, yeah, that's enough.
We'll see how any of that ties into what they're doing now.
Well, Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah, but.
Or Kate Bishop, I mean.
Yeah.
Haley Steinfeld's very pretty.
What are they going to do with her?
Like, Young Avengers?
Okay. I don't care about the Avengers. I want to see the real Avengers.
All right, Moon Knight.
Okay, I haven't watched this third episode.
What the fuck, bro?
I told you I was catching up on shit.
Bro, I
told you I went to bed at 7:30 last night.
Bro, that yesterday was Thursday.
I know.
You didn't watch it on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I watched the episode of Winning Time, and I went to bed.
Brandon.
I'm caught up, though. I mean, it's only one episode.
I know, but it was a decent episode.
Yeah, I heard it was good. Don't worry, I'm not like...
It's a different Marvel, kind of Marvel show, and I like that. It's darker, it dropped its first F-bomb very quietly.
I'll bet.
It did, but not in the third episode, it was in the second episode, at the very end, when he's looking in the mirror, and he's beating it in, you can hear him say, fuck.
Oh, okay.
You can, but, it's overall, it's darker, I like it like that. It's definitely probably the most brutal, that besides The Punisher. And Daredevil. Any of the Netflix shows were.
Moon Knight's a cool ass.
Yeah, like, and this is awesome being able to see it for the first time. Like, and I'm gonna go back to Morbius for a sec. I told you I like Jared Leto, and I thought he did a very good job, better than the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Do you like Jared Leto as an actor?
He's not a bad one. I thought he was good in The Little Things too. Other than that, I really don't know what he's been in.
Dallas Buyers Club.
That was all right.
I think he won an Oscar for that.
Oh shit! I thought that was Matthew McConaughey.
Maybe
it was Matthew McConaughey.
I'm pretty sure Matthew McConaughey did win an Oscar, but I'm pretty sure he might have also won an Oscar.
I watched it once at my friend's
house.
How
do you feel about him as a rock star?
I like 30 Seconds to Mars. Okay. They've been around for a hot minute too.
Yeah, that's all.
Bro, he's like 30. He's like 50 years old. He's been in the game for a while.
I'm pretty sure he touches females inappropriately.
Oh well,
that's why I was asking.
Oh yeah, and here. Oh,
I don't want to put shit out there.
You just brought this up for me, and it kind of brought a topic for the Will Smith thing.
I hope these motherfuckers can hear me too.
I hope so too. But dude, they banned Will Smith from the Oscars for 10 years.
They did ban.
That's Will Smith fucked from the Oscars up. For like 10 years. There are.
That is. Look, that's kind of fucked up.
Like there are pedophiles. There are. Not rapists.
Might as well be.
Yeah, pretty much. Everybody there is not clean.
Harvey Weinstein is bad. Well, I don't think he's banned. He might be banned. I don't know if he got banned for 10 years, though. And what's it? Epstein wasn't a fucking actor.
He was just a dumb fuck. Tom Hanks is the one that everybody was kind of...
Tom Hanks is a weirdo.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch Toy Story.
Yeah.
But at least when I watch Toy Story, I know that Woody was a dick in it.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes me feel better. Tim Allen is not very good of a person either, but, you know, like...
Yeah. Bro, who's the comedian that just died? Rest in peace. Deal with the weird voice, you know?
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
All right, let's kind of find back where we were at. We were talking about Moon Knight. Moon Knight's... I think you talk about Morbius. I thought the special effects of that movie was really good. I thought the action was good in it. I really think the introduction wasn't, like, terrible. I gave the movie a 4 out of 5. Or 4.5
out of 10. 4.5
out of 10? Yeah.
That's bad, Quentin.
No, in my scale, it's not.
What do you mean? That's under half. You mean 4.5 out of 5?
No.
4.5 out of 7?
10.
Out of 10. Okay, you got to explain to us in another episode what your scale is.
No, I can do it right now. I can do it before you're taking your shot in a minute. And we talked about movies before. I think a solid movie is a 7.
Oh, you got that. I don't know. I know your scale. You got a similar scale to Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, I like
and, that. And that's how it should be, because I'm not going to give every movie a 10.
No, of course
not. Every movie doesn't deserve a 10.
You know I...
And, like, if I was going to give Ambulance would probably get around a 4 to 5, too.
Name a 10 movie. Name a movie you've seen.
Shawshank Redemption.
That's 10 to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why, to be honest, that might be my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun fact, y'all.
At least of right now, like if people would ask me, because it changes all the time, you know, it's always gonna. There's always something that's gonna be better. But as of right now, in my eyes, if someone asked me what movie could you watch over and over right now, Shawshank. I don't know why. It's just good.
Interesting.
I love that movie. It's just so. It's the overall satisfactory of watching him fool every single motherfucker in the movie in all of it.
A movie that I can watch. I don't think I have a 10. Like, when people ask me what my favorite movies are, I'm just like, I gotta think about it.
And bro,
I'm like,
and see, that's, I love, I...
And then I'm like, okay, I do watch, like, Good Will Hunting. I watch that a lot. So, I guess that's one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
Daredevil with Ben Affleck. I watched that. Who the fuck was I talking... Fuck all people that hate that movie, because that was...
You know what's funny?
It's a hidden gem.
Happy's in it with Daredevil in that one, too.
Yeah, I know.
But, and see, this is what I do it at work all the time. Yeah. I ask people, don't think, just say the first thing that comes to your mind when I ask you this question. I'm like, don't think, I'm like, just the first thing, just say it. And I'll say favorite movie, you know, like what movie can you watch over and over? Like we literally just said. And I got answers that I never would have thought.
A Goofy movie.
Someone said Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, that's a... Hey, and do not doubt, you are a killer.
I haven't seen it.
I
have it, but I haven't watched
it. Apparently, when I was younger, that was when it was out.
Mm-hmm.
When it came out, it was on, like, commercials and shit, like, trailers. Mm-hmm. And I used to recite that line as a little boy. And then I finally watched it, like, years ago on acid. And then I watched it again. And it's actually good. It's long as fuck, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why I haven't watched
it. It's hard.
That's what she said. Yeah, if I was to give you like a really bad movie, like a one or a zero.
What's your least favorite movie of all
like,
time?
Like, movie that I can tell you right now that I would never watch ever again, even though I own it.
I'm curious to hear this one. Do you own it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I bought it for $3.
Oh, that's fine though.
Hellboy.
Really? That's your least favorite movie of all time?
The new Hellboy. The rebooted Hellboy.
Even still, that's
your bro. It was so bad, bro. Like my dad fell asleep. We were the only two in the freaking theater. The 5% on Rotten Tomatoes was enough to get me to go see it enough. But dude, it wasn't interesting. The comedy was just, you could tell they were trying so hard to try and make people laugh.
The chills. I'm glad I didn't go watch it.
Oh, dude, it was so bad. And the action was ass. Mila Yankovic, whatever that. That lady's name from Resident Evil?
Yeah.
She was in it. She was a terrible bad guy. Like, it was just all in all, terrible. It was hard to follow. No. I just wasn't having it. I about woke my dad up and said, you want to go?
Oh, no.
I never do. I will never. I'll never leave a theater early. That's just one thing I'll never do. I stayed through. I watched it all. It was ass. I knew it would be.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever left. I think I've just fallen asleep.
Yeah.
Season of the Witch. Definitely fell asleep.
And there's another movie that I've seen that I didn't like, and it was just kind of like...
I hate Wicker Man. I think Wicker Man is the worst movie I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of movies that are the worst movies.
But, I go into a movie with an open mind. Every movie that I watch, open mind. That way I can at least try to enjoy it.
I'm pretty sure I saw Wicker Man in school. Don't ask me why the fuck they were showing... See, fuck BBCHS. I don't know why they were showing me Wicker Man in school. That's why all motherfucking graduates are... fucked up. Like me.
Bro, speaking of Marvel. We weren't even talking about Marvel. Freaking, I saw a TikTok and I thought about it and I talked to my friend and we kind of had the same kind of list. What are your top five MCU one-on-one fights?
One-on-one fights?
Yes.
MCU?
Yes.
Like in the movies?
Yes. Like.
Well, I can't use Captain America and Bucky. Because that was not one-on-one.
Yes, it was.
It was Bucky.
But that sequence, bro, both the lists that I saw on that video, they had that as number one. And I have it at number one, too.
It's not technically one-on-one, but okay.
I mean, not like, I guess the proper term is not like a battle. Like,
just you know, just a fight between Avengers.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't use Civil War because that's, you know, that's very, right. It's more like a battle between, probably, I think 2-on-2 would be the maximum.
I'm pretty positive that, well, it wasn't the best one, but it was pretty cool. It was a Thor and Hulk.
Yep. I think that I had that at number 5.
Let me see if I can even
name. I had Doctor Strange and Thanos.
I was going to say, let me see if I can even name 5.
Cap and versus Iron Man.
Right.
There was one more. So one of the guys had Hulk versus Abomination.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, them.
And some people had Captain America, or not Captain America, Iron Man versus Thanos. His little fight that he had with them. Which, it wasn't a bad fight. I really think, I think I forgot my 5th. I can't remember the 5th one, but it. And then,
Wait, how much time do we have left?
About 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I was like,
I'm just, because.
You got one more shot, don't worry.
No. We need to talk about something after this.
We can go now. I mean, we pretty much kind of have our list.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
You sure? Yeah. Are you ready for my unfiltered opinions?
This man might be a little buzz.
The Bulls fucking suck, bro.
And, all right.
I had to get it in there because it's the playoffs. And, like, I'm happy that the Bulls are in the playoffs. Like, people don't understand. It's been a long... You were there for most of it. I've been getting shit on for being a Bulls fan. And God, you would think I'm a Celtics fan. I've been getting shit on. Like, just for being a fan. Not even, like, I don't even, like, interject in, like, the conversations. Mm-hmm. I don't ever bring up Michael Jordan unless motherfuckers are talking about LeBron. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't bring up, like, Derrick Rose. I just listen. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a Bulls fan. And they're like,
Bulls suck. Why are you a Bulls fan? Bulls are trash.
Dude, I want to recall to our last episode back in October.
Yeah.
Because that was the night of opening night in the NBA.
Yeah, and what did I tell you?
I said a 6-7 seed.
Okay, you said 7.
What seed are they?
6.
So a 1 seed difference. And don't get me wrong. I told him, I'm sorry. Because at the beginning of the season, they were, you know, they were the hottest team in the NBA.
I was unbearable.
I apologize. I admitted I was wrong.
I was an annoying human being for months.
He didn't annoy me. Because I told him. I told him flat out. I said, I apologize.
Put some fucking respect on their names.
Let's be honest here. Io was the steal of the draft.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We all knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely.
And I think Scotty
might not even been the steal, but I'm glad that he's on a team that, like,
uses him. Right.
Uses him like he didn't need to start. He didn't need to play. He could learn, and he got some. He's a big guard, we play with big guards, so he got to learn from 3 big guards. Like,
it was not only that, bro. DeMar DeRozan drove down to Champaign, Illinois, for his jersey retirement.
That I wish I would have known. I tried to find that motherfucker. Give him a handshake. Tell him welcome to the team.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah,
and what did I say about the Celtics in our last episode? If you can maybe recant.
This is unbelievable to me, but okay.
I don't even remember completely what I said, but I know I was positive about it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I said they'd make the playoffs. Here's where I got fucked. It wasn't that you said the seeding that you said. Yeah, shout out our homeboy KC.
Yep.
You and KC were just telling me all these motherfucking teams that were better than them, and that's what was making. I was like, come on, bro. The Hawks, really?
Well, don't get me wrong, that was a little rough. But I mean, with the way they were playing last year, I mean, it's hard to. Every team.
The Bulls just can't beat the Sixers. They can't beat. Who else? Who else did they? Who else is
Milwaukee?
They cannot beat Milwaukee.
And that's who they got in the playoffs.
They cannot beat Miami, and they cannot beat.
I think you're leaving one team out right now.
No, they're all good. They beat Boston once, didn't they?
They didn't win the series.
I don't give a fuck. They beat them once. I'm least worried about Boston, which is like it's not like Boston's like weak as fuck. It's just like I know that the Bulls could probably if they're gonna squeak out a first round series, it'd have to be against Boston because they definitely ain't beat Milwaukee and they definitely ain't beating Miami. And they might be Brooklyn. They've already beat them a couple times. But that was with Lonzo. All that
makes I really think... Because you got to... I mean, you have to admit, as an NBA fan, I'm not being biased here. I am a Celtics fan, but I'm not being biased here.
That's usually what...
The mid-season turnaround that the Celtics had could be one of the best in history.
Hey. I was about to shit on the Celtics real hard. I was ready for it. I was waiting for it. I was like, oh, shit. The Bulls are in first.
And don't get me wrong.
Celtics are in ninth.
We were in 11th at one point.
I'm about to shit so hard. And then Brooklyn was doing bad. So I was like, I'm about to fuck all these motherfuckers up. I'm about to shit all on. And then James Harden got traded. So that kind of fucked up my Brooklyn KC thing. Because KC.
Yeah, he's a Brooklyn. He's a James Harden fan. Ugh, he's a Philly fan now.
Now he's a Philly fan. They whooping my ass.
But it was one of the best in season turnarounds in all of history. I mean, the fact that we were 23-24 at one point. The
Bulls had one of the most crazy collapses after the All-Star break. Quite ridiculous.
Also, like, we got a little time here. Tom Brady retired.
And then unretired.
The NBA, the MLB lockout lasted longer than his retirement. Like, that's... And don't get me wrong. I respect it. Like, good for him.
All good things must come to an end. And, like, I'm tired. Like, I'm getting too old to just keep seeing LeBron and keep seeing Tom Brady. Like, I'm just getting too old for it. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is how people felt about Michael Jordan.
Dude, you also want to know something that we can also talk about that we can finally admit? Nagy's ass is out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Pace is out the door.
That happened, too. A lot has happened. We might have to break down. We have to go episode by episode of the year.
Yep. We're just giving a little rundown of what's happened in the last 6 months.
That shit happened, too. I freaking forgot about that. That was so long ago.
And see, I'm going to give a little brief hint. Bro, I'm a Bears fan. You're a Bears fan.
Yeah, I am a Bears
fan. Other Bears fans on Twitter are fucking idiots. Like, they are...
Yeah.
Getting upset because he is sticking to what he said he was going to do.
Football's weird to me. So I usually hold off my football opinions until I see them actually fucking sucking. Like, because you never know with football. No. Like, there's so many moving parts in football. So many positions. So many players that I, like, don't know.
Yeah.
Like... They're signing, like, players that I don't know, but from other teams, they're saying that, like, that's a good player. Like, yeah. That's a star player.
It's
like, I don't know these names.
He's literally doing exactly what he said. He's like, we're going to build through free agency. We're going to build through the draft. And we're not going to sign. He's like, we're going to sign people that want.
Once again, this goes back to, like, the movies thing. You go into expectations. You know the Bears are probably going to be bad. Like, they're not going to be...
Well, at least this season we will.
Yeah, they're going to be bad.
It's a rebuild. Like,
they're not going to go... They might squeak out something in the playoffs, but it's going to be a wild card.
Yeah. And if... And Aaron Rodgers came back. Boo-hoo. I just... I'm sick of hearing his name.
Fuck Aaron
Rodgers. But...
Fuck Aaron Rodgers. He was going to be choking my Gatorade. Fuck that dude.
And see, here's where I don't... Bears and Packers were meant to hate each other.
You own us, motherfucker. Fuck you, motherfucker.
And see,
I would have slammed his ass in the goddamn turf. I would have did a fucking.
And here's where
I slam.
As a Bears fan, we've sucked for years. We always will.
Yeah.
Like it's very. If we win a championship, it'll be very rare.
Oh man, I'm pissing the street.
But I want to. The Packers fans always want to give us shit, but it's like, bro, you've had Brett Favre and you've had Aaron Rodgers. How many championships? That's 30 years, 30, 40 years close to of people.
Give you a hint. It rhymes with boo.
But
motherfucker. Boo boo. That's what it rhymes.
They've won two championships all that years, and you've had all these great teams, but you guys have only won it twice. That makes no sense. Like, you guys can talk all the shit you want, but you guys have had the tools to win, and you guys have not used it.
And the rivalry record is still close.
Yeah.
It's not like y'all have been whooping our ass for hundreds of years.
It's been for the last 10 years.
Yeah, that's...
But and don't get me wrong, Aaron Rodgers, bro. Good
fuck
player, him. But fuck.
Like, there's some people that you can just say fuck that dude to. Because one, Aaron Rodgers, fuck Aaron Rodgers. Because he's not even like, at least LeBron is like a nice dude and like a decent human. I can't honestly for say Aaron Rodgers is a nice dude and a decent human. So fuck that dude.
Yeah.
I just hope you're listening, Aaron.
bitch ass.
You know Rogers. Damn well he ain't gonna.
I'll say that shit to his face too. They always athletes always talk about like, and you wouldn't say that to my face. Aaron Rodgers, I'm not afraid of you, motherfucker. I'm afraid of other motherfuckers. But you, motherfucker, I will kick you square in the balls.
Also, the Bears will have $140 million in cap space next year.
Oh, so it's gonna be so good when they win, when they beat Green Bay in Green Bay next year. I'm calling it. They're gonna win one game. If they win one game all season, they're gonna win that one in Green Bay. And I hope Justin Fields rubs his nuts all over the fucking ball. Rubs his
you
nuts.
You can tell Brandon's been drinking his, because he never his, talks like this.
Rubs his nuts on the ball and hands it right to Aaron Rodgers. Own those motherfuckers.
And then, and see, that's nuts, the thing. Bitch. People that talk shit like that, they always say, oh, the Bears are gonna win the Super Bowl. Fuck no, we ain't winning shit.
Nah, but they're gonna beat the fucking Packers at least once.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, I'm tired of God, losing.
I just one time this year. Just beat them once. Just show you ain't no bitch. That's all.
Also, speaking of football, I had two leagues this year. Two 12-man leagues. $40 in person in one. $30 in another. Made it to the championship in both. Lost both. Talk about a fucking kick to the nuts.
You mean fantasy? We haven't potted in that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I came in third in our league.
I beat you in the playoffs again.
Yep.
Sorry.
And that was one of my best teams.
Yep. And see what's crazy is,
it's because of the fucking Colts, bro.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor, I'll draft you again, but that was a collapse.
Like, you can't go into you can't do that at the end of the season. And like, that just.
I was in the playoffs in my other league, too. I think I came in fourth.
You want to know the reason I lost?
Third or fourth.
Homeboy had Jamar Chase the week he had 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, due to Debo when he went off.
Yeah, I don't know under these circumstances of which I lost both, but I know I came in third in both. And I had, like, the best season I've ever had in any fantasy leagues in both leagues. Like, I think one of them I had only lost, like... No, one of them was the one where I was, like, 3-4. Mm-hmm. I started out, like, 3-4 or 1-4, and I won, like, 8 in a row. I was killing shit.
I just... My leagues did not turn out right because...
Yeah, I think I peaked too soon.
In our league, I was honestly... I was up and down. It was just... Cooper Kupp really saved me. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I think I lost to Cooper Kupp. I think that's how I lost, because motherfuckers had Cooper Kupp. You had Cooper Kupp.
I did.
Someone else had Cooper Kupp. And I drafted Cooper Kupp last year.
I know. And then he didn't do shit. Yeah. And then he got a real quarterback, and look what he did. Fantasy's going to be fun next year, bro.
Did he get hurt last year?
The year before, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The year I had him. He got hurt at the
end. Erica, but no, I mean, because you were talking about, you're like, bro, Cooper Kupp's a good flex. Also, the Bears.
You hear that, ESPN? Sign me.
Man, it's going to be, it's good to be back, man.
I don't know how much longer I can do, like, fantasy football. Like, for real, though, like, that should be weighing on my mental at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, damn, I fucking suck. Damn, I suck.
It just feels good to be back potting with the people. To everybody that's listening around the world, thank you for that. If you are a bot, if you are a real person. Like, we just, in our little 6 months time here, we've had a lot of, I keep up with it. And we have people listening. I mean, to whoever's listening in Germany, thank you, I guess.
We'll try and do this a little more regularly.
Yeah, we work a lot, so it's hard to have time. I mean, we work a lot. We work 10-hour days, so sorry if we can't always get to the needs of people, but we're trying our best.
Yeah, motherfuckers. We're children.
We've made $8 in almost three years of doing the
$8? We splitting that shit.
$4, baby.
We're going to lick
it. But we finally hit over 1,000 listens, so thank you for all of that. If you listen, please share it with anybody. We're trying to get up to get more endorsements, or whatever they're called. Sponsorships. That's what they're called. Because the more we get into those, the more we get paid, and then the more I'll actually, if this could be my job, oh shit, I'd actually put a lot more effort into it.
One day I'll hit the lottery.
Like,
One day one of us, well, I'll hit the lottery, it's gonna be me, and then I'm just gonna give y'all like 10 grand a piece, and then y'all can do whatever y'all want with it.
Oh, we gonna invest.
Then you won't have to need anything. You fuck podcasting, fuck working. You'll just have 10 grand. You can work part time.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anybody's still listening, I just want to say appreciate you for it. Make sure you share, follow, do whatever you feel. We had a Twitter page. Don't ever get on it.
Nah, bro. So, and I'd be getting mad when the notifications come up too, because they'd be weird ass shit. It'd just be random pages.
Yep. So. Make sure you share it.
But I will try and tweet a little more.
Yep. We're going to try and do this more often. So when you get an episode, you get an episode. Hopefully y'all are grateful. Also, fun fact, our work gave us goodie bags for doing so well, and everything was expired in it.
I didn't even grab one.
Oh, it was so bad. It was, and then they called us ungrateful. Isn't that wild?
I got veterans that I work with. They told me that shit was going to be stale, so I was like, nah, I'll pass.
Yep, it's it was a great little time. We've been working forever, so if y'all already know any work also, labor loss.
This is a Friday at like 1:42 because we got out early. So like, we don't ever get out early on Fridays. Nope. We have like the last couple Fridays. So
this will probably be the last time on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because we're about to hit busy season.
That was kind
of
my point. Yeah,
so we'll be back whenever we're back. Thank y'all again for listening. It's been That Awkward Podcast.
Oh, you wanted me to say it?
No, I was just being awkward with it.
Bye.
Bye.
Why is this beast so toxic?
Yo, yo, yo. Mr. Toxic the producer, a.k.a. Cordy Catches, a.k.a. I'll beat your ass over $2.
What's up? I'm Q, and I still don't know what I'm doing with my life.
It's your boy Brandon, and I'm about to spit at 16.
No, the hell.